Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tzadi Ches. We are up to Siv Ches, the third to last line on page Reish Samachay. We're about to turn on to page 530. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Hayu Shlosha Kfarim Mishuloshim. So we had three villages that are divided off. If you turn the page and you look at picture number 58, you see three villages that are spread out. Im yesh bein ha'emtzoi ubein kol echad me'achitzonim, if there is between the middle one and the two outer ones, alpayim ama opachos, 2,000 amos or less, mikan, ubein shnayim achitzonim, and between the two outer ones, there's resh pei gimel amos pachos shlish, there's 283 amos minus a third, and we'll explain soon where we get that number from. The Rama adds in, milvad rochav ha'ir ha'emtsoi, besides the width of the city in the middle, kidei sheyeh bein kol echad mehem, so that there should be between each one of them, ubein ha'emtsoi, and the middle one, kishetira oso ki'iluhu b'nehem, if you view the middle one as if it's down between them, kuf mem aleph ushlish, there's going to be between the middle one and the two side ones, 141 amos and a third. Harei shloshtan kemedina achas. Then all three villages are considered one medina. Umodidin lahem alpayim amos l'kol ruach mechutz l'shloshtan. And we'll view them as one city and we'll measure the 2,000 amos from outside of all three of them. We're going to read the Ramah, then we're going to explain exactly what's going on over here. V'yesh omrim de'em modidin min ha'emtzoi rak mechomoseha. Some say that you don't measure from the middle one except from its walls. So just to explain, if you look at page 530, across from 530, note number 58 has a diagram. So there's two cities that are on the same level, and there's one between them, but it's removed. In our picture, it's below it. So the halacha is, if between the one that is below, that's between the other two outer ones, it's within 2,000 amos of each one. And if you would imagine the middle city would be placed in between the two other cities, and the remaining space between the middle one and the two sides would be on 141 and change on each side, within 141, so then we would view them all together as one big city. That's basically what we said over here. The 283 amos minus a third is just the 141 and two-thirds times two. So we'll see everything now again as we do the Mishabura, beginning at Sifkatan Lamed Tes. So again, the Machaber is discussing a case of three villages that are split up in that way, like in the picture. So he said if there is between the middle one and each one of the outer ones, 2,000 amos or less, so then we can consider viewing the middle one as if it's in between the two outer ones, and if it's the right distance between the middle one and the two outer ones, the imaginary middle one and two outer ones, then we'll view them as one big city. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lametes Alpayim Amma. What does Alpayim Amma help you? The Yecholim Lavo Meho Ensoy L'Shneihem. You're able to then walk on Shabbos from that middle city that's down below to the two outer cities Bli Eruv without making an Eruv Tchumen. L'Kach Amrina. Therefore, we say Rowin Keilu HaEnsoy Haya Nosan Ben Shnei Achitzonim. We view the middle one as if it was placed between the two outer ones B'Shurachas in one row. Which is not the case if the middle one was too far removed from the two outer ones, it was more than 2,000 amos. Then eino mitzaref ha'entzoyim shnei achitzonim. Then we don't join together the middle one with the two outer ones. Sheyia ayidei zekirachas, to make them all into one big city. Im lo shahaya ben shnei achitzonim ra kuf mem aleph amos shlish. Unless, of course, if there was only between the two outer ones, 141 amos and a third, sha'oz einam tzrichim v'tzeirav ha'emtsoi klal. Then, like we learned earlier, two cities combined, if there's 141 amos and a third or less between them, they're automatically one city. So we're only going to need the idea of the middle one being within 2,000 amos of each of the outer ones if the two outer ones are more than 141 of the third amos apart. If they're within 141, so then they automatically join together. They don't need the middle guy. But here we're talking about that they're very far apart from each other. So if they're each within 2,000 amos of the middle one, then we would picture and view the middle one as if it's down below or up above between the two outer ones. And then we'll see if it's less than 141 of the third on each side. So then we'll join it as one city. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem. So the Mechaber said, so if we have the 2,000 amos or less between the middle one and the two outer ones, and the Mechaber then said, Uben Shnayim Achitzonim, there's 283 amos minus a third, 282 and two thirds. Zaktim Mishaburas of Katan Mem, Rotz Loma means to say, De'imnamid Hakfar Hem Tzoy Ben Shtei Achitzonim Be'emtza. If we would picture that we're standing the middle village between the two outer villages, Lo Yishoy Revach, there would not remain space. Ki'im kuf mem aleph ama ushlish mitzad echad. That you would only have on one side 141 amos and a third. On one side, shebein ha'emtzoy l'chitzon, between the imaginary middle one and the side one. V'chein mitzad hasheni, and so too on the other side. Shu besach hakol reish pe gimel amos pachol shlish. 141 amos and a third plus 141 amos and a third is 282 amos and two thirds, which is 283 minus a third. So that's where the number comes in the Mechaber. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph. Then we view them all as Medina Achas. Memela umutter l'shnayim achitzonim leilech mizelaze. Then the two outer ones, people can walk from one city, one village to the other. Afilu rechokim harbe echa mechaveru, even though they're very far away from each other. So each one can walk from his city to his village to the other village, plus 2,000 amos beyond that village. The ki'ir achas chashivi, they consider one village. Sivkata membeis, l'ko ruach, will measure then 2,000 amos on all sides from the three villages. Ratzalomer, here's the chiddush. Afilu ha'emtzoi, even the middle one that's not where it's imagined to be, but it's distance from between the two outer ones. So even the middle one, muter lo leilech ad beina chitzonim, you're allowed to walk until between the middle ones. He can walk up until between the middle ones. Umishomu lahalan alpaim amo, and then from there an additional 2,000 amos. Vafilu in bein shnei achitzonim yeshuvach yoser me'arba'a alofim amo. Even if between the two outer ones there's more than 4,000 amos of space, gam kein din ahachi, the din is still this way. Since if you would place the middle village between them, lo yishar ki'im kuf mem aleph amos shush mikol tzad, there would only be 141 amos and a third on each side. So we view the middle one as if it's between the two outer ones, that you can walk from the middle one, which is a distance away, to between the area of the middle ones, plus 2,000 amos further. Sivkata mem yimel goes in the Ramah. The Ramah says, there are those who say that we don't measure from the middle one except from its walls. In other words, we don't picture the middle one as if it's in the middle in terms of being able to walk from the middle one to between the two outer ones to then walk 2,000 amos. No. You can only go, l'fi the Ramah, 2,000 amos from the middle city where it is now. We only picture it as if it's there to help out the two outer cities, but not to help out the middle city. As the Mishnah Berurah will explain, Sivkata Mem Gimel. De'ein modin la'emtzoi kalsach lomar, that's the proper girsa, mem dalid. Rak mechom osel ratzalomar. De'lo mahani asvara de'roen. It doesn't help this svara of roen, of imagining it's there. Rak lo'inyan shnei achitzonim. Just in terms of the two outer ones. She'yu kirachas, they should be one city. Avalo le'inyan emtzoi es atzma. But not in terms of the middle one itself. V'alkein, and therefore, medidas tchumin shela, the measurements of the tchum of the middle city, who rocks seviv chomosel l'chol tzad bilvad. It only gets 2,000 amos around the wall of the middle city in all directions, but in terms of the tchum of that village, we don't view it as if it's between the two other villages. V'tayimam, and the reason for this, yesh, omrim of the Ramah, she'im nira oso kemuv l'v'ome ben achitzonim, if you're going to view it in its imaginary place as if it's standing between the two outer ones, so yafsid kolkach l'ruach hasheni she'inu l'tzad achitzonim. So then you're moving it in that direction, it's going to lose out its tchum of 2,000 amos in the opposite direction. Ulein halacha, bottom line, naktinan kidei rishona, we go like the first shita, dibidivei sofrim halach achar amekel, when it comes to the Rabbanim, which Tchumen are, we go after the more lenient Shida, and we in fact will measure the Tchum of the middle one, not from where the middle one is, but from where we imagine it to be between the two outer ones, plus 2,000 amos beyond. Not only that, so not only does the middle one gain the imaginary place where we viewed it, plus 2,000 amos in that direction, he also gets 2,000 amos in the opposite direction from where it actually is. So it's a very big leniency, the Ramah Bari Yesh Om that argues, when we pass like the Mechaber, we go lenient. Now there is an interesting Bir Halacha over here, on the bottom of Reish Samech Hey, I think I'm just going to speak out the question he asks. The Mechaber said, this idea of 283 amos minus a third. So we said, you view the middle village as if it's between the two outer villages, and if you have 141 and a third or less on each side, so then it connects all three. So in the Bir Halacha he asks, what if you just have a total of 283 minus a third, but it's not split exactly 141 and a third on each side? It's closer to one and further to one. So there he brings a major machlokas in the poskim. He brings a diyuk from the Mishnah one way and the Rambam a different way. That's interesting. Shaila, is it a din in 283 minus a third? It doesn't matter exactly how you split it up. It still joins everyone together. Or no, the din is that you need to have 141 and a third between two cities to make them one city. So you actually have to have this one right in the middle with 141 and a third on each side. And if it's a little moved over, it's not going to be good. Because if it's more than 141 and a third on one side, it ruins it for everyone. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Siftes. So to understand Siftes very clearly, you look at picture number 62. Ir sheyosheves al svas hanachal. So you have a city sitting by a little body of water. Sherov ha'itim hu yaveh shumishtam shimbo. Most of the times that nachal is dried up and they use that area. Only in the rainy season that it fills up. So how do we measure the tchum? Is that nachal part of the city or not part of the city? So it depends. If there is in front of it a matseva, which the Mishnah is going to tell us is an itzdaba, again, you see in the picture, it's a little platform, maybe we'll call it a dock, that allows you to make use of the nachal from the city. So if there's a matseva that's 4 amos wide, al svas hanachal, by the edge of this nachal, kidei sheyamdu alev yishtam shivanachal, so you could stand on it and use the nachal, you could go fishing, you could do other things. Nimtza hanachal bechlal ha'ir. That makes the nachal part of the city. Umodidin la alpayim ama misvas hanachal hasheni. And like the picture shows, we'll start measuring the tchum from the other side of the nachal. The nachal is considered part of the city, and we start measuring the 2,000 ama tchum from beyond it. And we view the nachal fully as part of the city because of the matseva that's there. It's part of the city. You're using it. But if there wasn't a matseva or it wasn't large enough, then we measure the tchum only from the houses. And it turns out the nachal will take up part of the 2,000 amos. Because the tchum is going to be measured from the houses, it's not going to be measured from the nachal, so the nachal is part of the 2,000 amos tchum. So it's a major nafkamina in terms of how far you can go if there's an itzdaba there. Itzdaba there, you start measuring from the other side of the nachal. No itzdaba, you go all the way back to where the houses are and measure from there. And part of your 2,000 amot tchum is going to be where the water is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Memhei. Matseva, Ratzaloma, Itzdaba, Mitzvah, Platform. Habnuya, Bitzida, Sifkat Memvav. Sha'al Yoda, Mishtam Shim, Banachal, Gam Kishimaleya. Through this Itzdaba, this dock, you're able to use the Nachal even when it's filled with water. The Afal Gav, De'ein, Ma'abrin, Lohair, Ella, Beis Dira. Even though, as we learned in the last couple of Shiurim, that we can't make an extension of a city unless there's actually a Beis Dira, a house. But the nachal is not fit for dwelling, so how does that consider an extension of the city? Here, Shlomo, we could say, when we discussed earlier, you have to have a Beis Dira, that's when you're trying to extend the city because of a specific place that you have outside the city. You have a house, you want to connect it. but there's Nachal which is there in front of the whole city. Ure'uyen l'hishtamesh bo kol b'nei ha'ir. And it's there for the use of the whole city. Afal pi she'en u'rei l'dira. Even though it's takanafit for living in, ma'abrin bo es ha'ir, it's considered part of the city. That's the explanation of the Ritva. When you have a specific place that you want to make it count as part of the city, as yimakam dira. But here where the Nachal is open for everybody's use, and it's right there fully beyond the city, the whole length of the city, so it's automatically considered part of the city if there is an itzvah that makes it usable. The Magen Avraham is misupuk, maybe any place that the people of the city use it. Let's say it's a baseball field. So is that considered an extension of the field? Here we're saying because you use the Nachal, because the itzvah is there, it's considered part of the city. So anything that you use from beyond the city extends the city. That's the suffix of the Magen Avraham. The Ayin Val Yerabe Sheiskim Dein Lahokil. The Yerabe agrees that he can't be lenient. We don't say that wherever you're going to use outside the city is an extension of the city. The Gam Benachal Gufa Das Kamer Rishonim Shechokim V'Sobrim. The Nachal Olam Midas Alpayim. Midas Alpayim. Because even the Nachal itself, where we're being lenient over here in the Mechaber, there are various Rishonim that argue. And they hold the Nachal is not part of the city and it always counts as part of the measure of the 2,000 Amos. V'hovu d'lo l'hosef alo. So even if you want to take the leniency of the Mechaber, that in some cases the Nachal could be an extension of the city, don't take it too far. We're not going to say it includes also a baseball field or another place that people are using. We're not going to make that jump. It's enough to go with the cool of the Mechaber, but not to take it further. That's what the Rabbi says. If it was there was no itzvah there that was 4 amos wide, the kol shekinim lohaya klal, and certainly if there was no itzvah at all, so then they measure me pesah batayim sevkotem emches pirish mi bayas achitzon. Lamaisa, it is a city, so you don't measure from the doorway of every house; you measure from the doorway of the outer house, the furthest house, v'hainu mekir ha'ir, which is really from the wall of the city. The Tchum starts from the wall of the city like any city. You just don't get the Nachal, so you count the house as a city from the last house, or from the where wall is, everybody counts their Tchum. Let's go right to the Mechaber Siv Yud. Yoshvei Tzrifim, people that are living in tipis or tents, Tahainu She Yoshvim Beohalim Sha'usim Mehutsim Varova. People are living in tents that are made out of palm leaves or willow branches. Ein Lohem Din Ir. So that's not considered a city. Ulafikach, and therefore, a modedin lohem alpayim ama elomi pesah pateyim. Therefore, we do not measure their tchum of 2,000 amos except from the doorways of their houses. We'll see here, it mamish means the doorway of the houses because it's not a city. As opposed to pesah pateyim that we just have at the case of the Nachal, there it didn't mean the pesah pateyim, it meant the last house. Here it means each house because it's not a city, so each one is judged individually. The Ramah says, im ein lohem kimin hekef mechitza asara ucharis asara sova pateyim. Of course, this is only true if there's no wall around the houses. If there's a wall around these tents, so then it would take get a dinner of one enclosure and we would measure from the wall. V'im yesham shalosh chatzeros. If there is over there 3 courtyards, shel shnei shnei botim kevuim, with 2 houses in each of the 3 chatzeros that are set, shel evan oshel nesarim, made out of stone or out of wood boards, se'elu osim es kulam keva. That makes all of them set, v'yesh lehem din ir. And that gives the din of a city. U'mirabim osa, and we square it off in our imagination. V'nosim lo alpayim ama l'kol ruach kishar hayaros. And then we give it 2,000 amos in all directions beyond the square like any other city. Says the Mishaburis of Katam Emtes, she'yoshim be'ohalim, they're living in tents. She'ein kfu'im b'makum echad. They're not set and stationary in one place. They spend some time over here. And then when the grazing ends over here for their animals, they travel to the next place. But if they're set in one place, they talk will be like a city. We're talking about travelers that are shepherds and they're moving from place to place, so they're not kavua, so it's not a city. But if they're taka kavua, then they would be a city. V'ayim b'prima godom shemistabi b'kam ezman nikra kavua. Prima godom is a suffix, how much time do they have to be there to be considered kavua, that they get a din of a city that will give them a leniency in terms of tchumen. Sivkata nun mi pesa batem ratzalomar. She'ein mitzdarfin yachal lios kir. They don't join together to be considered a city. Elamodin halpayim lokol echa bifnei asmu pesa beso. Each tent will measure his 2,000 amos from the entrance of his tent. The Shaar Tzion points out in Chavah what I said before. V'hai mi pesach batayim eino kemo pesach batayim shel sof sivtes. Pesach batayim over here in Siv Yud is not the same as pesach batayim in sivtes. D'hosim ha'kavona mikir ha'ir v'chutza. There, like we said, it really means from the wall of the city. V'hacha, it means alpayim l'kol ruach l'kol echa b'fni atzmo. Here, they don't get a din of a city, so every tent is on its own. Each tent has to measure the 2,000 amos from his tent. The earlier case, it was a city. We just said there's no itzlus, so you don't get the nachal. But you're still a city, so the mela goes in the kirayir, or the last house in the city, for everyone, 2,000 amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sivkata Nun Aleph, V'im Ein Lohem Kumin Hekif. The Rama said that each one's viewed individually if there's no wall surrounding them. But if there is some kind of wall that's surrounding the encampment, then the whole area would be taka, considered like 4 amos. And we would measure the 2,000 amos from that surrounding wall. Sivkoton nun beis. The wall we said was a mechitza asara. Zokta mishabura umairi shiyoshva lubaso hukof. We're talking about an area that was first settled, and then the wall was built afterwards. Ukid l'kameh, like we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. That's discussed in Sif Yud Aleph. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.